This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I know I just talked about this last week, but I've been asked multiple times about those Japanese beetle traps. Please do not use them. The University of Minnesota Extension continues to study this pest and wants everyone to know that Japanese beetle traps are baited with lures. Now, these lures may have the scent of flowers or the scent of beetle pheromones, sometimes both. These smells travel through the air and the beetles pick up on the scent using their antenna, inviting the beetle to come on over. Beetles end up both inside and outside the trap. And as large numbers of beetles congregate, they put off more pheromones that attract more beetles. From Minnesota eastward, these beasts are skeletonizing our plants with abandon. I have a map of their distribution on my website, gardenbite.com. States west of Minnesota along our border and southward are starting to see them. States from Montana to the west coast are so far okay. The problem is they won't stop. Trap sellers suggest that the placement of these traps 30 feet away is effective. One study investigated the impact of where traps were placed in terms of their number, one trap or multiple traps, the location, near vulnerable plants or not, and wind direction. Regardless of number or placement, the areas around the traps had more beetle feeding damage than if there had been no trap at all. While the masses of beetles are on your plants and the holy leaves they leave behind are annoying, Japanese beetles, unfortunately, aren't going anywhere, and we're going to have to learn to live with them. For your most prized plants, tap those beetles off the plant and into a bucket of soapy water. That's what I do. Pictures on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.